When the Madison Theater in Albany, New York opened its doors in November of 1929, it was owned by Warner Brothers and served as a single-screen neighborhood theater. In 1994, the theater was acquired, redesigned, and turned into a multiplex of five screens with two more added in 1998. In 2013, Tierra Farm purchased the Madison Theater from Riverfront Cinemas of Albany and renovated and reimagined the theater. It now features three movie theaters and a live performance venue. James Manning has recently taken on the mantle of director at the Madison Theater. He joins us now to tell us what they've been up to and what they have coming up. James, very nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on getting the gig.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Okay, so how did all of this occur?
Well, for me, there's no real obvious story about how I ended up running a film theater. My background is actually in sustainable agriculture and outdoor education, so
it's a perfect match.
Yeah, I mean, I think that my experience with community organizing and education really does lend itself well to, you know, being a leader and trying to do good things for the community.
So the way you've described it momentarily is I now, like, picture this card game that went on, you lost, and you became the director.
No,
or won, I don't know.
I moved here a couple of years ago, and I've been working for Tierra Farm, which, for those of you who don't know, owns the theater, and it's an organic local health food company. And I've been working for them for a few years, doing education work, helping with them with their greenhouse program and other such things. And, you know, I think they saw my potential, you know, hopefully saw something in me that would lend me to, you know, perform this position well. Hopefully they're right. We'll see.
So when it comes to a mission, what was the mission of Tierra Farms to take over a movie theater, have a place that can show films locally, still serve the city of Albany, but certainly the Pine Hills neighborhood, and as well as be a performing arts venue? What do they benefit in that?
So I think that the president is a guy that likes a challenge and has a vision. I wouldn't say that it's an obvious fit that a company that roasts coffee and nuts would want to open up a theater, but we have a coffee shop next door, and that does very well on Madison Avenue. And he saw the opportunity to get this theater, which nobody wanted to love and to do something with, a theater that has such rich history. You know, as you said, 1929 is when it opened its doors. We have a lot to build off of, and I think he just wanted to see something special being done with that space when nobody else would do it.
So that makes you the only independent movie theater in the Capital Region.
Yes.
Okay. There was a Spectrum, and then the Spectrum has now sold and still showing much of what they showed before, but not an independent, strictly speaking. So with that, what are you able to do that other theaters aren't able to do? And first we'll talk about the movie side, and then we'll get into the performing arts side.
Sure. So we are independent, and another thing that makes us really independent is that we do everything in-house. You know, we have about four people, and we're the ones that are brainstorming the programming, whether it's special screenings or we're starting to do a new 35-cent family flicks series. We just recently screened an Orson Welles film. You know, these are types of things that if you were looking at it strictly from a financial standpoint and you weren't an independent theater, you probably wouldn't take these kinds of things on. So it allows us to serve the community in ways that are truly valuable, but maybe not necessarily strictly from a financial standpoint.
When you look at films, two things that just in the time that, since you've been there, that I've noticed is that it's a great place to see films that perhaps you've missed. But also, as you mentioned, also a great place to see films that haven't been around in a long time, or perhaps you've never seen on a big screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do try to bring films that we think are worth trying out again that you may have missed, the second-run films. But it's hard to stand out with second-run films. It's kind of, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, sort of the sloppy seconds. So we want to be able to provide something that sort of as the cinephiles that we are, bringing films that from years past that we think that you either need to see again or maybe haven't seen at all. So, for example, the Orson Welles film Chimes at Midnight. That got released in the United States, got horrible reviews, was dropped, did end up going out in Europe a little bit, but pretty much was forgotten. Of course, everyone knows Orson Welles and his reputation. So when a local nonprofit reached out to us about doing a special screening, we seized that opportunity. It was a great fundraising event for CCCE and what they do. And an associate of Welles actually came and helped introduce the film. So that's a pretty magical experience, being able to listen to somebody that worked directly with Orson Welles telling these stories about how they created these amazing films.
And again, I want to get into the performing arts part of this, but before we do, and I guess this deals with both, but how much, because you're right in that neighborhood, you're basically on the campus of the College of St. Rose. You're right next to the campus mm-hmm. of University at Albany. Right behind you, you have Albany Med and the Law School and the Pharmacy School and Sage and everything else. So, is that a big audience for you? Do you look at that of saying, okay, this is how we're going to program because this is what we have nearby in the community in our region?
Sure, we definitely acknowledge the fact that there are a lot of students that make up the attendees for films. But we also do some special things that are specific to students. For example, we work with the University at Albany on our environmental film series. So I came to them about a year ago and said, well, let's do some environmental films. Tierra Farm, an all-organic company, you know, they own the theater, and so it's a perfect fit. Would you guys like to recommend a few films? Them being the graduate students, there's a few different environmental organizations there at UAlbany. And so we put together this whole film series based on environmental issues. Last night we had about 50 students that came out, saw the film, and got to take part in a discussion about GMOs.
The event last night was called GMO OMG, and it was basically a father of three examining the concerns of genetically modified food. And that seems like a good crowd to me, by the way.
I mean,
you can always be more, but that seems like a good crowd.
Yep. We've been doing this
Monday night, for goodness sakes, in Albany. What do you expect?
We're not normally open on a Monday night, so this is a special thing that we do. Yep.
Yeah. So and you want to keep that environmental message, and I assume, for want of a better term, well, not even a better term, but an advocate message, a activism message that you can continue through the films that you show and through the groups that can come in and work with you on this.
Absolutely. To some extent, as far as our relationship with Tierra Farm, we're kind of like the community or educational arm of Tierra Farm. The company is founded on these organic principles and on the environment, and the president truly does care about these issues, so he's always pushing for us to do more related to that and with the community through our theater.
All right, so when it comes to live performance, what are you looking for? What do you want to show? What do you want to highlight that isn't available elsewhere?
So this is a question we continue to ask ourselves. It's something that is new to us. We've been showing anything from blues to jazz to rock. But the one thing that, as far as doing something that's different, that we're really working towards over the next few months, is to develop the Madison's live performance space into an intimate listening room. There's about 168 seats, which isn't huge. Mm-hmm. Every seat is a good seat. And it allows you to be up close and personal with these artists. Not only that, but we'd like to create that space in a way that really honors the history and the Art Deco architecture that once was the Grand Madison Theater, and sort of recreate that feeling within the live performance space. So hopefully we're going to create a unique experience for people to be able to listen to great music in a locally run venue in the Pine Hills neighborhood.
You have a jazz series. Talk a little bit about the jazz series and what you hope to accomplish with that.
So the jazz series starts this Saturday. We have Antoine Roney, and interesting fact, his son plays percussions for his quartet. He's 11 years old, so really thrilled about that. He's, as they say, a prodigy, so we'll see. So
we'll see if he's a prodigy.
I mean, I've watched the YouTube videos. He looks great.
Okay. You know. All right. See if he holds up in person. Sure.
Yeah. So as far as the jazz series goes, this is something that we've always wanted to do. We've always wanted to do jazz, and you know, we've tried that a little bit, but never really had a good go of it. So when I started reaching out to figure out how we can really build the audience for jazz, one of the things I learned was, although there aren't that many people in Albany that are truly jazz enthusiasts, the ones that are diehard. And there was such enthusiasm from the community when I mentioned that we were doing a jazz series. Within a couple of weeks, I had probably half a dozen interviews set up with various people in the jazz community that wanted to help, offer their support, their ideas. So it really resonates with our community mission. This is an ability for us to offer something that really doesn't exist in Albany right now, which is a great space to listen to jazz. And so I feel good that this is going in the right direction as far as what we can offer with the live performance space.
Hair of the Dog coming up on Friday night, is that right?
Yep,
Friday
that's
night.
This Friday.
And then the jazz festival, or the Antoine Roney, is... Mm-hmm. Saturday night, and then you go into April with a Rolling Stones tribute band, which sounds fun. Satisfaction.
Yep. Tribute bands are big right now. Don't ask me to tell you why, but you know, these are there's some music out there that is
ours
great.
Is not to wonder why, right?
You can look at The Egg, you can look at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. All these places are picking up these. What are becoming big names in tribute music. So it's always a lot of fun, especially if you like the artists that they're tributing.
And you've got a Jerry Garcia group coming in too in May, I believe.
Yep.
So what else is in our final moment here? What else should we know about Madison and what you're up to?
Well, I think the best thing I can say about that is that we really do want to serve the community. And one thing I've noticed when trying to get examples of places that do this well, I traveled around and looked at all these different art house cinemas across the nation, and all of them are nonprofits. And whereas we are not a nonprofit, we are a for-profit, we do really have a nonprofit spirit. So know that we're trying to do this good work, and I strongly encourage you, if you haven't checked us out recently, to come on down, come check on the website, stop on by, say hi. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, you can find out more information about the Madison and the great work that they are doing there, the Madison Theater on Madison Avenue in Albany, by going to themadisontheater.com, theater spelled T-E-R, madisontheater.com, and find out more. Again, Hair of the Dog will play at the Madison on Friday. Antoine Roney Quartet playing on Saturday. I believe the film's up, Star Wars and Joy, right? Mm-hmm. The new Star Wars film, Enjoy. So that's,
we also have a family flick this Saturday at 1 p.m. We're going to be screening The Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant. Excellent. All very good. James Manning is the director of the Madison. James, thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck with your efforts. It's great. I know we were all relieved when you all took over and save the theater that we love so much. Best of luck in your efforts, and thanks very much for sharing with us this morning. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.